Duff described the process as, quote, clearing, persuading the partials to more closely match the ideal. Benaid, quoting Duff directly, explained it this way. It is not sufficient merely to get the overall skin tension correct for the desired pitch of the kettle drum. One must also make small additional changes in the tension produced by the various screws around the periphery of the drum. These small adjustments compensate for the inherent irregularity of the membrane and for eccentricity in the kettle rim. When everything is in perfect adjustment, the drum is said to have been cleared. Benaid described hearing Duff clear a well-tuned drum as a revelation, the tone ringing with smoothness and clarity. What Duff was doing, in acoustic terms, can be described as increasing the harmonic coherence of the tympano's preferred modal spectrum. In the Duff and Benaid measurement, that means bringing the mode 2-1, mode 3-1, mode 4-1, mode 5-1, and mode 6-1 closer to harmonic positions 3 through 7 of the implied missing fundamental, so that the auditory system has a stronger set of low-order cues from which to extract pitch. This helps explain why a well-cleared tympano can produce a surprisingly definite pitch for a struck membrane instrument. The ear receives a cluster of near-harmonic low-order partials and may use them to reinforce the heard note, whether the listener experiences that note mainly as the principal mode, 1-1 pitch, as a virtual pitch related to the missing octave below, or as some weighted combination of both. The result is powerful, but not automatic. Mallet choice, strike location, damping, room acoustics, modal amplitudes, and decay times all affect the final percept.